Mariana, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. Firstly, the sharing economy, where did this idea originate from? Who was sort of doing this one first?
I wouldn't say that I know a specific website that is the first, but as a concept itself, it's not something new. People used to rent their second home or even their sofa even before the internet. But you used to do it within a very small network with people that you knew or the friends of your friends. What websites have done like Uber or Airbnb or HomeAway or whatever websites people use is simply to escalate the phenomenon, to give an extra reach to people to be able to advertise and promote their extra resource to an international audience and at the same time use the platform as a mechanism to filter all the different requests in terms of whether they are reliable people, trustworthy, and it's safe to do transactions with them because of the review system, because of the rankings and the payment systems and everything that the platforms provide. So as a phenomenon, it's not something new. It's simply a digitized phenomenon on an international scale.
How has taking it to that larger level through companies like Uber or Airbnb changed the communal economy of a sharing economy?
First of all, for some people, the sharing economy itself is not the appropriate terminology, because as soon as you use the term sharing, you connotate that there is no financial or monetary exchange between this kind of transaction. I mean, you can't share and at the same time request for a payment. Mm-hmm. Now, for the other side, many people say that what you actually share is not the resource, but you're sharing the access to the resource. So you're still entitled to ask for a payment. Now, the people that they are actually against the terminology of sharing economy is basically not only that has to do with the monetary or the payment element. It has to do mainly with the motivation why people are sharing resources. And although there is a general agreement in some way, or again, an implicit assumption that people share resources because they want to help the others, they want to meet other people, they want to adopt a more sustainable lifestyle instead of driving, sharing a car with somebody else, instead of owning clothes they could buy and then share them or exchange them with somebody else. In reality, what has happened is that many people in inverted commas or even investors are exploiting these platforms in order to get a job or even to make money. So for example, we have seen cases whereby people, they buy several cars, they put them on Uber, then they employ drivers and they make money out of it. There are even real estate companies, they build or they buy whole blocks of flats with the purpose to, again, promote them through Airbnb and make money. There are many other people that through digital labor markets, they advertise their services as a lawyer, as a financial accountant, not because they want to have a second job, but unfortunately, because of the economic crisis, that's a necessity. That's the only way they can probably get an extra income. So there is a question in terms of why you're doing it. Is it an option? Is it a necessity? Is it an economic drive behind it? And unfortunately, in reality, we see all the possible scenarios. And this is why people have become skeptical in terms of what are real impacts of the sharing economy, if you want to call it sharing economy, in our capitalist, let's say, system.
We've certainly heard, and I think you really hit the nail on the head there with the way in which certain people have used the sharing economy, these ideas of the sharing economy, in an exploitative way for workers. In terms of sustainability, there was also this thought that, you know, we could Uber carpool and all that. I feel like that one never took off so much as the normal Uber taxi type service itself. And then there's things like Airbnb, getting use out of these these empty resources and the like. I think another one that's been a big failure is the bike sharing services. The bikes, you know, around the city, they're meant to make people healthier, they're meant to be more sustainable, and yet they haven't really taken off in the same way that Uber has. Are there issues of sustainability that come into play in the sharing economy as well?
I could think of many examples to question mark again the impacts, or probably not question mark the impact, but how governments or policymakers or even consumers are managing the use of the sharing economy. So, for example, the really heavy adoption of bicycle sharing schemes. We have seen it in Adelaide or in Melbourne with these yellow bicycles, that people have abandoned them, they have thrown them in rivers. In China alone, these companies have invested in millions or thousands of bicycles that they have ended up in graveyards. Car manufacturers, they see that probably there is a high likelihood that in the future they will not be able to sell that many cars. So they're trying to, in some way, compensate their losses by buying car sharing companies or establishing their own car sharing companies, which in some way, it still means that they will still be producing exactly the same amount of cars.
Hmm.
But instead of selling them, they will be renting them. So are we going to use less cars in the future, or the same or more? That's another question mark. For example, in Paris, here what I have realized, it's very popular for people to share a scooter. There's so many scooters going around. People are leaving them at the sides of the roads, by the river. It's not only that it's not aesthetically nice to see scooters being thrown around and probably be dangerous for any car or for any pedestrian. It's also an issue, again, in terms of ecological sustainability or even capacity management, in terms of how the cities are managing with all the bicycles and the scooters and the cars being left wherever, you know.
Mm.
They would definitely need to build the capacity or at least change the way people use mobility resources to travel around.
A great deal of issues rage there, Mariana. I think we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time.
Thank you.